Hey everyone, welcome or welcome back to Godfident Next Generation. I am Lily and I'm joined here with my lovely co-host. Why don't we all introduce each other or introduce ourselves and where we're from, our age, and our name. Let's start with Greta.
Hi, my name is Greta. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm 20.
I'm Victoria. I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee, and I'm 15.
I'm Imani. I'm from Alabama, and I'm 15.
I am Lily, and I'm also from Nashville, and I'm also 20. So today we're going to be talking about communication, and we have a key scripture for today, which is Colossians 4:6, if you want to follow along. And I'm reading out of the NASB. It says, "Let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person." So we're talking about communication, which is something that pretty much everybody has to deal with on a daily basis. And we're talking about healthy, unhealthy communication, and just how we navigate it in a godly way. So our first question that we're going to talk about is, what is the most important thing to you when you're communicating with other people? So let's start with Greta.
Yeah, I'd say for me, one of the most important things with communicating is making sure that I hear the other person. Mm. So when I'm talking to them, I have a very strong personality. So making sure that I don't interject what I want to say before hearing what the other person is trying to tell me. And just really making sure that I allow them to finish what they're saying and be able to actually hear what they said.
For me, it would be that I can tell that they're listening, like when I know that they actually care. Because for me, with a lot of people that talk to me, I am the person that they can go to and they can be vulnerable. But when I need someone to talk to, I want to be able to trust them and know that they're being honest and know that it'll just stay between us. So I guess honesty and trust.
I feel you. I'm like the therapist friend in my friend group sometimes. So it's like I know what it feels like when everyone's telling you everything, and I want to do my best to like listen to everybody. But like what she says, like for me, it's like I want to make sure that they hear me too, and that it's just not a one-sided kind of thing. And also it's just like that they're listening and paying attention, because I feel like sometimes I hate the feeling of being unheard or feeling like I have to overexpress or be really loud in my emotions, and like have like either it's I have to have a freak out, or it's like that's the only way people can hear me. So I feel like I have, like, for me, I have to make sure they're listening and they say, okay, like, I understand what you're trying to feel, because I can be very an emotional person. Yeah. So it's like if I know that I can trust you and I can talk to you about this, and like you can help calm me down, that's kind of what it's like for me.
That's so good. Yeah, I feel like I definitely resonate with what Greta was saying about having a strong personality. Sometimes I feel like I need friends in my life who will be honest with me and be like, hey, listen, I know you meant to come across as kind and loving, but you came across as like this way, like whatever it was, whether I was being harsh or whether I just, you know, wasn't even smiling during the conversation or whatever little thing it was. If you have friends that are more sensitive than you or more emotional than you or just have a different way of interpreting things, it's so important to remember, like, how am I coming across in this situation? And for me, I feel like my whole life, a really important thing for me with communicating is like remembering how am I coming across and remembering my audience. Like, am I talking to my mom right now, or am I talking to a coworker? Like, every situation is totally different, whoever we're communicating with. So and good. For me, it's really important for me to remember who's on the other line of this, and like, am I treating them with respect and love, even if we're having a difficult conversation? So that's what's really important to me. So how do you ensure that you are listening well and understanding the other person? Like, what are some tactics that you guys use? You wanna start with Greta?
I pause a lot. Kind of like the same thing with like making sure like the way I said something, because I do. Like, sometimes I'll say something too harsh or without any empathy and just kind of like straight to the point. And somebody who is more sensitive would be like kind of offended or hurt by the way I said it, even if it was true. So I kind of take a moment. I just started doing this other thing where it's like, I was just literally pause and be like, Holy Spirit, would you speak through me? like out loud. And just take a moment for that. So it's truly not my words and not me and my opinion trying to come and overpower this other person, but actually like be able to respond well in a way that considers both of us.
Wow, that's so good. And I love what you said about having the Holy Spirit speak through you. I feel like something that I love doing is being like, Holy Spirit, help them hear me through the filter of the Holy Spirit and help me hear them through the filter of the Holy Spirit, where we can either be hearing by the Spirit or by the flesh. We walk by the Spirit or the flesh, and we get to choose which one. And so choosing the Spirit is so valuable because it helps us understand them better, and it helps us also connect with them in a deeper way because the Lord is the one connecting us instead of just our flesh. So I think that that is so important, and I have avoided so many unnecessary conflicts by letting the Holy Spirit lead. And I've also had many conflicts because I didn't ask the Holy Spirit to help me out. And so it was just me trying to work on my own and doing it on my own. And newsflash, it does not work. So that's true, definitely been my true experience. But what about you?
For me, one thing that I realize about myself is that I zone out so much when people talk to me. Because my attention span can go from like 30 minutes to 5. And so when I zone out, I just realize, I'm like, Victoria, you have to be... that's rude. I have to remind myself, like, you have to give them the same respect that you would want when you talk. But another thing I realized for myself is that my mouth tends to move faster than my brain does, and then I'll end up saying stuff that I probably shouldn't have said. And for me, I don't always think about how other people will take it. I say, okay, as long as I say what I needed to say. But when I really think about it, I feel like I have to be sensitive to other people too. So I have to be patient, but also be just considerate of other people's feelings when I talk.
Wow, that's so good. Mm-hmm. It's really like, it shows a lot of maturity to be able to be like, to turn around in a situation and be like, hey, I'm really sorry. Like, I was not thinking before I said that. Because that'll make your relationship grow stronger because you show vulnerability and like show that you have flaws. But also it shows the Lord that your heart is like willing to turn away from it. It's willing to repent. Like you're willing to be like, hey, I was totally in the wrong. And you're kind of saying no to your pride, which is like totally kicking the devil in the face when you do that. I love it. What about you?
For me, it's like somewhat you said, like, what would, if I said the same thing, how would I want someone to, you know, respond to me? And it's like, I like to like fix people's problems. Like if I feel like a friend of mine or like my family members are going through something, I want to fix it. Like that's like my mindset. Like, okay, I want to make sure everything's okay. I have a big family about it. Like I'm an older sister. So like, it's like, I want to fix things. So like my natural mindset is just to be like, okay, let me listen and like really take this in. What does God want me to say about this? Cause like to some extent, like you don't want to come over too harsh. You even come too soft where they, like, you pity them instead of helping them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, like, it's okay, it's okay. You punch that girl in the face, it's okay. It's like, okay, no, you should not punch the girl in the face.
Right.
But it's like, coming, it's a hard balance to, like, should it not be, not being too, like, where they're like, where they just think, if I tell this person something, they're never gonna judge me. I can just say whatever I want and it's not gonna fix anything, rather than being too hard. And I feel like, it has to be a good balance, and for me, it's just like making sure that I really listen to what they say, and like, or even how they act as a person. Yeah. It's like we all take things differently. You might take something different, and she might take something different. So like, what is the mindset behind this? How does it really make them feel, and how can I fix it? So that's mine.
Mm. Yeah, knowing your audience is like such a key. So it's pretty important to make sure that you're coming across the right way, and I feel like sometimes something that we experience is feeling misunderstood by someone. Like we walk away from a conversation and we are like, they totally did not get anything that I just said. Their perception of me is totally off. So like, what do you guys do in that moment when you feel misunderstood?
Mm. Well, sometimes I cry.
Yep.
I'm not gonna lie. You know, it's like you didn't intend for something to come across a certain way and you're just kind of like discouraged almost a little bit. But most of the time I'll cry, I'll work it out, and then I'll try to go back to that person as much as I can. Once I've worked through what I said in the conversation, I'm an overthinker, totally overthink. But I, you know, sometimes there's a benefit to that because you can process everything that you said and they said, and you can reevaluate. So as soon as I can, I'll either call that person or I'll be like, walk back in and be like, hey, listen, like, I'm sorry that I said this way, or I was wrong, would you forgive me, you know, and like, whatever it is, if I've been misunderstood, I want to make it right, you know, and form a way, like, if writing it out helps you, or if calling them and not seeing them in front of you, like, you know, with anti-confrontational or whatever it helps you, to reform that and be able to get your point across in a gentle way or kind way, whatever it is, the correct way, so.
Yeah, I love that you're being real about first thing I do is cry. Yeah. Sometimes it can be easy to be like, yeah, I, you know, fix the problem. And it's like, sometimes it's a process to get to the point where we're mentally. And sometimes when the conflict never gets resolved, mm-hmm. like there's someone where they don't want to meet up or they won't pick up the phone. It's like, what the heck do I do in that situation? Because, you know, I'm looking for their approval and like, I don't have it. And mm-hmm. eventually we get to a point where we're like, okay, Jesus is my identity. It's not found in that person. Yeah. And like, it's okay if the world doesn't like me. It's actually better if the world doesn't like me because we're supposed to be set apart. but in the beginning, it's definitely like, you have to be real and be like, all right, this hurts a little bit, you know? Because mm-hmm. if you deny that, then sometimes you shove those emotions away and you have to deal with them later. So it's really important to remember that that all of that is definitely a process. So thanks for sharing that.
I would say something else is I realized as I grew up that speaking louder does not mean that you make any more sense.
Right.
Like sometimes if my siblings are talking to me, they'll talk super fast and I'm like, what did you say? And they'll repeat like the last three words. I'm like, I did not hear a thing you said. And then we end up talking louder and I'm like, that doesn't make what you said any clearer. And I'm just realizing like, even if you're in an argument or like a disagreement, I realized that just because the louder person isn't always the right one. And mm-hmm. that reminds me of whenever people talk about how the quiet voice is the one you need to listen to, mm-hmm. because the truth is always quiet because the lies are always louder. Right. But I'm mm-hmm. thinking in communication, just because you believe something does not mean everyone else will. And that's also another thing I realized as a Christian growing up in school, then just because you believe it is not for some people, it's not a good enough reason for them to believe you. So I would say for another thing for communication is just make sure that even though you're honest in what you say, not everyone's going to take it how you think they will. And you can't always change how they take how you say.
Even among believers, sometimes like the Lord gives us different convictions, because I just personally know people who will feel convicted about something and I'll be like, I don't feel convicted about that at all. You know, in different, I'm trying to think of an example, but I mean, in some situations they'll be like, yeah, I'm friends with this person, and somebody else will be like, hey, you know what? That's a boundary I have to set because that person is causing me to stumble into this situation. Or, you know, some Christians feel comfortable with drinking and some Christians are like, I don't want to drink at all. And so I feel like it's really important, even among Christians, like even though our fundamental stuff is the same, like our morals and who we follow is the same, like sometimes the Lord does give us different convictions about like you feel comfortable with something and someone else doesn't. And so like respecting those boundaries and being like, you know what, I believe what you're saying, that I believe that that's a conviction you have. And so like I'll hold to that. I feel like that's really valuable and mature to know that. Yeah.
Like what you said, it's kind of like some people, God, the description in the Bible, I don't know which one, it's like God won't give you more than you can handle. Mm-hmm. So like some people might be able to handle a drink or might be handle certain things and someone can't. So the conviction is to help them and like hold them accountable, because if they were to do something, you can't handle the same thing she can, or I can't handle the same thing you can. So it's like God gives us convictions for a reason. It's like, okay, like I can do that, but like why can't you sometimes, like, okay, but knowing, like we said, like just knowing, like, okay, that's what God gave you, and that's what God gave me. But the question is, when I feel misunderstood, I tend to go really quiet. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like, okay, no one's listening, so I should just be quiet. And I feel like it's something I've had to work on, and like, you know, being silent and like, you know, fixing it myself. I feel like I could just do it myself. That's kind of like my mind, like that's what you see my mindset. It's kind of like, okay, well, if no one's gonna help me, I'll just be quiet until I fix it and resolve it for myself. But it's like now I was like, if I feel like something's wrong, communication is really like the key of it. And it's like if I feel misunderstood, you know, talking to that person and like just saying, okay, like this made me feel a certain way, and it might have, maybe it's nothing to you, but it's something to me, or even the opposite where they felt the same thing, and it's learning to just like understand each other, where like when you feel misunderstood, you feel like you can go to that person, because sometimes we feel like we can't go to that person. It's like I have friends, like I can't go up to my mom, I can't go up to like my friends like that, because I feel like they just won't listen to me, or I feel misunderstood in what I say. So it's like you have to like be comfortable with the person, you know, you're communicating with, and to like be able to say, I feel misunderstood. I don't like, I'm not, I can't do this. I'm like, I need help. Like, and I feel like that's what it's like for me.
Yeah. I feel like it's important to be okay with waiting sometimes. Cause sometimes, you know, we have a conflict or we feel misunderstood and we want to fight our battle, and mm-hmm. the Lord is like, hey, I want to fight this for you. I'm the only one who can fight it for you. So I need you to just chill for a second. And it's okay to sometimes like sit there and be like, dang, I'm sitting in this uncomfortability of being misunderstood. And it's important to have an eternal mindset. And I talked about this in a different episode, but it's important to have the mindset of like, I know where I'm going. I know how long my life is going to be, or you know, about. It's not going to be very long, basically, in the scheme of things. Mm-hmm. And so it's important to remember, like, I know how this ends, and I know who I'm going to be with forever in eternity. And so if one person sees me the wrong way, or a few people see me the wrong way, it's one of those things where, like, this is going to pass. And even if it doesn't pass, Jesus knows who I am. Mm-hmm. Like, my identity is so rooted in Jesus that nothing is going to shake me. And sometimes it takes a while to get to that place, like we were talking about earlier, because it's definitely not one of those things where you instantly, you know, get it. You have a fight with someone and they call you a name, or someone makes up something about you and you're like, all these people believe this lie about me. It's hard in the beginning to be like, no, my identity is in Jesus. Sometimes for a minute you're like, oh my gosh, like I'm freaking out. But after a while, it's okay to like set it down and be like, I'm just going to wait for the Lord to fix this, because if I try to do it myself, sometimes it doesn't work out. And sometimes the Holy Spirit convicts us to go talk to those people. But sometimes the Lord is like, hey, I have to work on their hearts. You can't do it. I have to be the one to do it. So every situation is definitely different, but it's important to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying, because he definitely knows more than we do. Like, I can testify firsthand. So our other question is, when somebody really gets you, or somebody really listens to you, how does that make you feel? Like, how do you respond to them?
I think I feel like seen. Like, it's just like genuinely appreciated when people like hear me and actually like value me for who I am in Christ, and not just for like the way I look or what I do, but they actually like see me as like a whole, you know, and like in Jesus. I think that just makes you feel really special when people actually see you and value you for who you are in Christ.
Yeah. What about you, Victoria?
I would say when someone really gets to me, then it makes me excited. Like, anything that happens, I'm like, I have to go tell them, like, they will understand this. It just makes me automatically, they're the first person that pops in my head when I have something to say or when I'm feeling some way. Like, I'm like, I have to go tell them because they will understand, instead of having to go searching for someone that can convince you that they understand.
Absolutely. That's good. What about you?
I think it's both. It's like that's something that best feeling of feeling like someone gets you, and that like you have someone that you can talk to all the time, and like or like your best friend, something like that. Like when you feel like you can like be comfortable enough with them, and like when I feel like you get me, and like you know, it's that good feeling. Like we want to tell them everything, and you want to be like, okay, like something stupid. It might be like, oh, like I got a new stuffed animal today, and then someone like, you're 15, and then I'm like, oh my God, I know you love this, or like it's like. When you can feel comfortable with that person and you feel like you can tell them anything, it's a great feeling, because you feel like you have someone, you know, that really knows you and trusts you. And that person can also be God, you know, like, it doesn't always mean an actual human, but like, just having that feeling is like a great feeling, just, to, you know, just great.
Totally. I mean, obviously all of us have relationships like that, because I feel like you guys are glowing up here talking about being seen and being heard. And I feel like I just love it. I feel like after a while, if you like set a boundary with a person, or you communicate something to them and say, I need this, I need space, I need that, or I don't want to tell you this personal information, and they say, okay, I respect you. Mm-hmm. After a while, it makes you realize that you can trust them, because in the beginning, sometimes when you first meet someone, it's like, I'm not sure if I want to tell you my personal business. And if they like aren't pressing in to learn more information, you realize like, hey, they're not in this to learn my personal business, they just care about my well-being. And so like you let them in more and more and more, and that's how best friendships are formed, because people like wait around, and their purpose there isn't just to like find information to, you know, spread or gossip. Or whatever, or even just because they're, you know, nosy. Like, they truly care about, like, how are you? I'm not calling you out. But, okay, well, I just want to hear maybe an example from you guys of, and I can go first if you guys don't have one yet, but an example of, like, a relationship with, like, a friendship or family or whoever it is, with somebody where you communicated with them and like it ended well, like you had a conflict or you disagreed on something or you guys had different personalities or something, and then it ended where you guys continually were communicating and you guys were able to like see eye to eye in the end of it. Does anyone have an example to start us off with?
I can go first. I have this friend, her name is Lynn. But like sometimes when I have trouble communicating a lot, like communication isn't definitely not a strong suit I have, like, but she understands that. And so like if I feel like if I would go a day without texting, because we, you know, text a lot, it like she's like, okay, it's like, is something going on? Like, do you want to talk about it? And if I say, hey, like, I'm just not, you know, I just don't feel like talking about it, like, okay, when you're ready, you know, when you want to, if you want to, I'm here for you. And I feel like that is really important, because like I feel like I'm not someone who likes to tell my business or talk to a lot of people, because I always feel closed in. And it's just like, you know, I've always been like just me and my family, whatever. And like talking to other people and having friends doing that, it's just like, okay, like, you know, like you get me. Like, I know that if we don't agree on something, that we at the end of it, we will find the middle ground and we will like we'll work it out. Like, we'll just, you know, do it together. So that's why I feel like for me it's like just she understands, and like I understand her, because sometimes something for whom I don't take seriously, she does. So it's like knowing that.
Yeah, that's good. Do y'all have an example?
I think for me, I have an ongoing one with just like a friend. We always disagree on things. Mm-hmm. Always, and we argue a lot. And I've been through both of these sides with like the, if I yell louder at you, are you gonna get it? And then like, there's other times where I'll go and I'll be like crying because I've been misunderstood. Mm-hmm. But I think more recently what I've been learning is what the Lord's trying to teach me in those conversations. Because I keep having the same conversation, you know, over and over and over. And I'm like, why is it not changing? You know, like, so then I was like, let me step back. And I had some boundaries put up, and I was like, all right, we're not gonna go around this subject. We're going to avoid it until we can talk about it in a healthy way. And I just kind of felt like the nudging of the Holy Spirit to ask him to show me what it is I need to change in the way I'm speaking to this person. Maybe to be more sensitive or whatever it is, but around that topic, to really hear them and to not come off of a judging standpoint or like a holier than thou, but to come to them where they are in humility, and just like, you know, how Jesus would go sit with others and just listen, but then be able to love them through that. And I don't know. So just like having that open communication, but learning what you can change from your point of view and perspective.
So yeah, that takes a lot of humility to be able to like tell them or even just tell Holy Spirit like, hey, I'm doing something wrong. Can you tell me what it is? And being able to change it, especially if it was strong personality, because sometimes you can be like, you know, steamrolling someone. At least I've been steamrolling someone and have no idea. And then Holy Spirit's like, hey, this person is like, you know, not telling the truth. They're actually, they need this, and they're not telling you that this is a need that they need. And I'm like, oh my gosh, why wouldn't they tell me? And they're like, well, they're a people pleaser. I'm like, oh, what's that like, you know? So I feel like that is so important. And the other thing that you said that that I loved was like being able to just table a conversation and be like, hey, you know what? This is getting us riled up. We're in our flesh right now. This is, you know, the word sometimes people like to use as trigger. Like, this is a trigger conversation. This is, as soon as we hear this, like, we get all like,
antsy.
You know, we like freak out and our flesh kicks in and we're not operating the spirit anymore. And so it's really important to be able to say, hey, this is a boundary for a conversation. Like, we're just going to set a boundary and we're going to talk about this later when we both are prayed up, when we're both well rested, we have a good meal in our bellies, you know, like when we're ready to have this real conversation, let's have it later, because right now our emotions are totally taking control. So I think that's a really mature thing, and I've heard of people doing that like in marriage before. I've heard a podcast by John and Lisa Bevere. I remember them mentioning something like that, where they were like, sometimes we'll have a certain designated area of the house where we'll have these conversations, and then when we walk away from there, we're like, hey, you know what? We're not going to talk about that right now. And so boundaries with conversations is like kind of a unique but really important idea, I think.
It's huge, yeah.
What about you, Victoria? Do you have an example?
This is probably so cringy, but me and my sisters, I have two younger sisters, and when we get into arguments or things like that, they're usually because one of us told on the other, like, we went and told the parent. And so it's one of those things where the communication can get messed up, because the sibling wants to, it's almost like court. It's like you want to win and get your sibling in trouble.
Yeah.
And then you go back and you're like, I never did that. Like, why did you say that? And then we end up, like, later, we're, like, not mad at each other. We, like, forgot about it. We're like, do you want to go play video games or something? Like, we just, we, like, totally get past it. But I think it's just in the moment, you feel like it's such a bad thing, then you move on and you're like, that was kind of traumatic, but okay.
I have a lot of siblings, so I get it.
Yeah, my siblings, we're always close, but it's always the little things that get us messed up. Wow. But then as we grew up, we get way closer, and then we're like, that was for no reason, but it's okay. But I think it's just a siblings thing. But I think communication between siblings is really important, too. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes, I totally agree with that. That is so important. Anyone listening, if you have a sibling and you have the opportunity to be friends with them, or you have opportunity to mend a relationship, please do it in the name of Jesus, because, oh my gosh, those are your built-in friends for life. As a kid, my dad would always be like, when my brother and I have a brother who's close in age to me, and my whenever we would get in an argument, my dad would always be like, sit us down and be like, you guys are on the same team. And so now when we're in situations, like, we're both older now, and so we're both going to be in college, and he's going to college in the fall. He's starting college in the fall. And so whenever we're in a conflict with our friend group, or, you know, something's happening, we both know, like, we're on the same team. And so I think that's so important. And I love that everyone up here is representing somebody who, like, loves their siblings and loves their family. And I just think that that's so awesome. But yeah, those are the people that are going to be with you when you're adults. Like, your friends, some of your friends you'll keep, but those are the people you're going to be with from, like, birth to death.
Yeah, and like foundational friends.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, not everybody has the opportunity to be best friends with their siblings. And sometimes it comes later, like Victoria was saying. Sometimes you grow and grow and you get closer. Mm-hmm. But if you can, foster those relationships, because it is so important. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you to my lovely co-hosts. Thank you for tuning in to Godfident Next Generation. We are so happy to be here and just talking about communication, communicating about communication, and we love talking about just what the Lord is doing and what the Lord's taught us about these topics. And so stay tuned for our other episodes. We've got four coming out. And if you want resources, you can go to godfident.org. We have resources there that we're going to be posting on this topic. And just stay tuned for the rest of the episodes. Thank you for tuning in.
Coming up on the next episode.
I put his name in here just to try to say, like, it's 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8, sorry. And, you know, it's just like, it's like love is patient. So I put so-and-so's name in, like, Frank is patient, whatever his name is, you know. But then I also put my own name in there because we were talking about sometimes we're the ones in an unhealthy place. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you need to know, okay, well, how do I get out of this? And it goes back to the word.